News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a number of patients at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda are being informed that tests regarding precancerous cells have been incorrectly graded. And Martin Wall of the Irish Times joins us now on this. Martin, people hate these stories. They hate, I suppose, thinking that maybe they can't trust the system when it comes to things like cancer. Tell us what we know about what's happening in Our Lady of Lourdes.
Good morning, Ciara. Well, last evening, the Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda confirmed that it said that as part of its quality assurance process, essentially, it had looked at an independent look back at histopathology slides that were carried out across various disciplines in the hospital. This goes back to the period of February last year and November of last year. And that on foot of that, it looked into the work of one consultant. The review was underway and it's still continuing. Now, separate to that, the Irish Times understands that as part of that process, it's called an open disclosure process, that where patients are told that issues arise in relation to their care, that patients have been told and will be told about issues regarding the grading of precancerous cells. Now, in essence, and you know, you would be more be able to explain this better in terms of the issue of precancerous cells is that their biopsy is essentially carried out, they're assessed, and they are graded by a consultant. And some are mild, some are moderate, some are more high grade. And in essence, there have been issues, apparently, where patients were told that they had mild grading, and that has essentially, and I suppose the verb we use, upgraded to moderate or, in one case, high.
Okay.
Now,
three people are affected and have been invited in for these open disclosures. Is that right? And then others are affected and haven't been.
Yes. This review is ongoing. So three patients, as of yet, have been called to meetings this week. As the review is continuing, there may or may not be more people called to meetings in the future. Parallel to that, several dozen patients are expected to receive letters. Now, they will not be called to meetings and they will need to take no further action, but they will receive letters to say that the grading of their precancerous cells that was given to them at the time of this procedure was carried out, they have been altered. Now, some of those, and again, the verbs we use, some will be upgraded, some will be downgraded, but they will be different. And so there will be several dozen patients at the hospital will receive those letters in the next little while.
Okay.
But as of now, three people have been called to meetings. There may be more in the future, but those first three meetings started this week.
And as far as we know, maybe lastly, Martin, anyone who is caught up in this is being informed that's our understanding at present?
Yes, that is what the hospital said, that any patients in relation to the findings are relevant will be contacted. So people will either be called to meetings or will receive letters as part of this process.
Okay.
But it possibly, we don't know the scale of this is, because I said the review is continuing at the moment.
No, we don't know what those histopathology slides are from. They're from various specialties, so we don't know what people were attending the hospital with.
They're from across a range of specialties.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on that. I suppose the takeaway from that is that if there is an issue for yourself, if you are somebody who is involved in this, you will be informed. So if you aren't being informed, I think that can give you some comfort. But thank you very much. That was Martin Wall there of the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.